Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open significantly higher today, sparked by concrete signs of strong packer appetites. Now, the hog futures should also open on a firm basis, thanks to follow-through buying and more manageable supply fundamentals. In a surprisingly early show of cattle buying interest, sharply higher feedlot sales surfaced in most areas yesterday. Generally speaking, live sales in both the north and the south were $3 to $4 higher. Light dress business was reported in parts of the north at $175. About $2 higher. Overall, midweek movement was light to moderate, suggesting that we should see more business here today or tomorrow. Now, hog buyers are likely to resume procurement chores today, with bids steady to a dollar higher. Although the cost of live inventory is increasing, packer margins remain extremely attractive. That's why Saturday's kills expected to exceed about 350,000 head. Lean futures should begin with a firm undertone, thanks to a combination of spec buying and positive cash news. Now, the grain futures ended mostly lower yesterday, dragged down by more profit-taking in soybeans despite a generally supportive news flow about fundamentals. Crude oil remained the focus of investors and traders around the globe, and not just in the energy market. Crude jumped more than $4.50 a barrel, rising nearly 10% after OPEC countries agreed to a 3% cut in production, with Russia also saying it would trim output. Well, wheat prices did close mixed yesterday, with only some of the spring wheat months staying out of the red. Both the December winter wheat contracts posted new contract lows as the market continues to suffer from burdensome world supplies that limit demand. Corn prices tried but failed to overcome selling in soybeans, with late pressure taking most contacts a little lower. Hopes for ethanol got a lift from the rally in crude and tightening supplies that took prices of the biofuel more than 3% higher. Soybeans sold off again yesterday, ending near session lows and taking January futures below its uptrending channel for the past 2 weeks. We'll check futures in a moment.
Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up this Friday, December 2nd on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for 24,000 head to be sold, including 4,200 yearling steers, 2,500 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves. For more information about this week's offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On our futures, live cattle futures, December up 182 yesterday at 110.75, February up 165 at 111.95. On the feeder cattle, January up 145 at 128.42, March up 117, 124.45, December hogs up 67 cents, 51.02, February was up 52 at 55.22. On the cotton futures, December cotton down 37 at 70. Hard red winter wheat to December down 7.5 at 391.25, March down 8 cents at 410.25. Chicago wheat, December down 3.5 at 380.5, and the March down 6 cents at 402.75. December corn unchanged at 336.75. March down a half penny at 348.5. January soybeans down 10.25 cents, 1032.25. And the March soybeans down 9.75 at 1041.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.